Hello, it is 6 p.m. It's Wednesday. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is Where the Wired Things Are. I'll be playing some of last year's Anatomy of the Year set, starting with Zombie by the Cranberries.
We'll be right back.
That was Zombie by the Cranberries. If you're tuning in now, I am playing my set from last year's Anatomy of the Ear programming, where we choose our favorite genres to play for an hour. Last year, I played anti-war jams, so this is my set from last year. Next up is a song called Waza's Calling by Mustafa from his debut album, Dunya, which is pretty great. You should definitely check it out.
We'll be right back.
that was Imagine by John Lennon. I'll give you some PSAs to chew on. Every year, Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank helps 120,000 people struggling with hunger in southwestern Pennsylvania. Make sure their families have enough to eat. If you need food assistance or you know somebody who does, please contact the food bank for help. Nobody deserves to go hungry. Call 412-460-FOOD, extension 456, or visit the food bank website, www.pittsburghfoodbank.org, for more information. And did you know that the home invaders most likely to threaten your family are not human? Cockroaches can spread salmonella and trigger asthma attacks. Mice contaminate food and spread disease. Termites destroy billions of dollars in property each year, and stinging insects send 500,000 people to emergency rooms. Learn how to protect yourself and your family by visiting pestworld.org. That's PESTworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and WRCT. If you're tuning in now, I'm playing my anti-war jams playlist from last year's Anatomy of the Year programming. Next up is The Revolution Will Not Be Televised.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Tú verás is a vampire.
That was Bullet with Butterfly Wings from the Smashing Pumpkins. If you're looking for some other stuff to listen to besides Where the Wired Things Are every Wednesday at 6 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh, you can listen to Couch Dancing, funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music. Couch Dancing with DJ Flyerfly, Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5 p.m., and re-airing 5 a.m. on Mondays on WRCT Pittsburgh. And Too Evil to Have a Human Name, horrible music for horrible people, only on WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh, 7 to 9 p.m. Sunday evenings. In Nomino Satana. And this weekend, we have Anatomy of the Ear, an annual event where WRCT DJs take over the airwaves to play hour-long sets of their favorite genres all weekend long. Tune in to Anatomy of the Ear this Friday through Sunday, November 14th to 16th, 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Regular programming will return Monday morning. You can tune in on Saturday, that's the 15th, at 2 p.m. I will be playing Persian psychedelic music for an hour. And next up, we have Masters of War by Bob Dylan.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. A whole threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know? But to talk out of turn, you might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's one thing I know. I'm younger than you. That even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. I hope that you die and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I'll watch while you're lured down to your deathbed, and I'll stand over your grave you did.
Come Together from the Beatles, of course, and next up is a song called Cuffed in Freedom by Mai Khoi, who is a Vietnamese singer. She was like the biggest pop star in Vietnam and is actually now living in the U.S. in exile, and she is in Pittsburgh now, and I met her at an event that she was doing. She was doing a show called Bad Activist. And then that's how I found out about her music initially. And then randomly I went to like some experimental jazz concert and it was actually at her house, which was very random. Didn't realize it was at her house, but ran into her again. But she has a really cool story, so check out My Koi and stream her music. This is Cuffed in Freedom.
things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and even crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek?
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people gets colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself.
So Where's the Love from the Black Eyed Peas. There's still some really good songs left on the set, so I don't want to talk too much, but WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordstoreinc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Playing now is Give Peace a Chance, John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Yeah. And violence that was growing in the world below. To live in harmony with the spirit of the mountain called Monkey was enough. Then one day, strange folk arrived in the town. They came in camouflage, hidden behind dark glasses, but no one noticed them. They only saw shadows. You see, without the truth of the eyes, the happy folk were blind.
And hiding out in holes, waiting for the sunset to come. People going home, jump out from behind them and shoot them in the head. Now everybody dancing, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead.
Their way into the higher reaches of the mountain, and it was there that they found the caves of unimaginable sincerity and beauty. By chance, they stumbled upon the place where all good souls come to rest. The strange folk, they coveted the jewels in these caves above all things, and soon they began to mine the mountain, its rich seam fueling the chaos of their own world. Meanwhile, down in the town, the happy folks slept restlessly, their dreams invaded by shadowy figures digging away at their souls. Every day, people would wake and stare at the mountain. Why was it bringing darkness into their lives? And as the strange folk climbed deeper and deeper into the mountain, holes began to appear, bringing with them a cold and bitter wind that chilled the very soul of the monk. For the first time, the happy folk felt fearful, for they knew that soon the monkey would stir from its deep sleep. Then there came a sound, distant first, that grew into gastrophony, so immense that it could be heard far away in space. There were no screams. There was no time. The mountain called Monkey had spoken. There was only fire. And then, nothing.
Oh, a little town in the USA, the time has come to see. It's nothing you believe you want. But where were you?
It's fire coming out of the monkey's head from the gorillas. Next up is Revolution by the Beatles, and we'll close out with Peace Train by Yusuf, or Cat Stevens. Thanks for tuning in. Happy Wednesday, happy hump day. Remember, you can tune in this Saturday. I'll be playing my Anatomy of the Ear set Saturday at 2 p.m. Persian Psychedelic. So join me for an hour of Persian Psychedelic. Thanks for tuning in.
We all wanna change the world. Tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be a real solution. Well, you know, we'd all love to see the plan. You asked me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all doing what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, tell you is, brother, you have to wait. You know it's gonna be all right.
Someday it's going to come. 'Cause I'm on the edge of the peace train sounding louder.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.